Howdy, the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today, talking about the Korean free trade deal announced over the weekend by the Obama administration, right after this. You gotta be there. The 17th annual Tulsa Farm Show set for December 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Quick Trip Center, Tulsa State Fairgrounds in Tulsa. This is the premier farm show in the region. Lots of great venues back again. Gentle horse training with Craig Cameron, livestock handling skills competition, and hundreds of exhibitors bringing their goods and services to the show, products that can help your bottom line. Admission and parking are free. The Tulsa Farm Show, December 10th, 11th, and 12th. Hope to see you there.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, December 11th, and the 29th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition. It begins at noon at the Durant Livestock Auction, Durant, Oklahoma, selling 100 hand-selected limousine and limflex bulls. You can see the catalog online at AmericanCattleServices.com and view the offering and bid online at DVAuction.com. Don't miss the 29th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale coming up Saturday, December 11th in Durant, Oklahoma.
Meat industry groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, praised a weekend agreement for on changes to the free trade deal between the United States and South Korea that did not widen access to U.S. beef, but will phase out tariffs for meat and is expected to boost trade significantly over time. The free trade agreement was originally approved back in 2007, but has since failed to win congressional approval because the Obama administration refused to take it to Congress. Now they've renegotiated primarily the auto terms of the deal, and now President Obama says he's ready to move forward. According to Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the math works in favor of the United States if we move quickly to get this thing ratified by the U.S. Congress. He says it's all about reducing the tariffs a little bit at a time over a 15-year period.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The tariff is already set and established, and that tariff is 40% today, one of the highest in the world we pay, and that will be decreased to zero in equal installments over 15 years. And that's the thing we've really got to get cranking on here is to get that entered into force and agreement going, because the Australians are working like crazy to get their own agreement set up here sometime in 2011. If they would happen to get a year ahead of us here, that would give them, 40 divided by 15, 2.67% tariff advantage for the next 15 years. So we've got to really get cracking here and get this thing nailed down. And I think we've got a real good situation in Congress now to get this thing ratified.
It is truly a glass half full situation. Greg Dowd is, of course, included in that group, saying it's better to go ahead and start the clock ticking on the tariff thing and try to widen beef access somewhere down the road. Most groups that were coming out with a statement over the weekend did praise Senator Max Baucus of Montana for his efforts, giving him a lot of credit for reopening South Korea to U.S. beef in 2008, at least for their 30 month of age or younger stance that they have now taken. Baucus, though, one of the few voices criticizing the weekend deal of the Obama administration, which removed the roadblock to passage on auto trade. They kind of worked on that, but did not widen beef access. They left that alone, almost a third rail that they didn't want to touch as far as trying to get this thing passed by the Korean Congress. Baucus says, "I am deeply disappointed that today's deal fails to address Korea's significant barriers to U.S. beef, which President Obama identified this past June as one of the critical outstanding issues that must be resolved before moving this free trade agreement forward." Bottom line, though, meat industry groups anxious for the tariff reductions for the FTA for both beef and for pork. They say, let's move forward with it right now. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, here's an idea that can improve your pastures. Check out Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. It's a tremendous high-quality forage well-suited for the tough growing conditions we find here in Oklahoma. Wrangler Seedbed Bermuda Grass has been developed by Johnston Seed Company using breeding lines from Oklahoma State University. Wrangler is the only seeded Bermuda Grass that NRCS will cost share. Call Johnston at 1-800-375-4613 and they'll tell you more about Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. Make it your choice for high-quality forage.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.